The Adventures of Pushy Octopus and His Friends. Written by Marcia Trimble. Illustrated by Dean Sprigg.
I'm Pushy Octopus. I'm stupendous, with my poppy eyes and my pouchy face. I live in a watery place off of Channel Key, a green swimming pool called the Abaco Sea. Once upon a time, I lived in a sea trampoline ladder lying on the sandy floor, a fancy home without a door, with stringers and steps. Until one day, Snorkler dove to my depths and grabbed one of the steps and swam toward shore with the lost and found ladder that would be my home no more. Snorkler grinned while I cringed inside my home with no door. I smelled danger. I feared the stranger. With a few more strokes, Snorkler reached the cabana on the beach, examined the wire loop, which was broken, and began pulling and poking. I couldn't linger. I'm not a clinger. I'm the creature that oughta have water. I squiggled and swooshed up the stringer, quiet as a mouse, looking for a chance to swish past Snorkler's glance. I had almost slipped out of the stringer when Snorkler's friend spotted my tentacles so creamy and gleamy. Slithering in the sunlight, I was pale and white. I flopped to the sand. I don't belong on land, but from land to sea was far away for me. Until Snorkler's friend grabbed a conch shell with a shiny pink lip and, as graceful as a stingray pup, scooped me up and dumped me in the sea. An angel rescuing me. I was dazed at first, but I was free. I blushed all salmon and orange, and my poppy eyes turned green. I snuggled in the seaweed so serene, and pushed along with my tentacles stretched out like kite tails, my very own set of sails. What an escape! I couldn't live on sea grape, but with these eight arms of mine, I can dine on a dish of shellfish and camouflage my door with pieces of shells. Shh, if no one tells. I'm Pushy Octopus, pushing along looking for a new home with a rocky dome. Maybe I'll sneak one last peek inside my old home, polished and clean, hanging on a sea trampoline. Oh, the splashes of red on my seabed are my starfish friends, Ted, Fred, and Ned. And Conquistador Crab lives in my sandy lab. He crawls under his pancake hat, a conch shell that looks flat. Snorkler peers through his mask and laughs at that, a walking hat. Stony Stingray is soft and gray. He swims just below Snorkler's toes. Snorkler looks right into Stony's eye, and I bet that Snorkler breathes a silent sigh as Stony turns and glides on by, with style and grace and a scary little grin on his face. Snorkler raves about the cove at Channel Key. That's home to my friends and me. I'm Pushy Octopus. I'm stupendous. With my poppy eyes and my pouchy face. I live in a watery place off of Channel Key, a green swimming pool called the Abaco Sea.